Well, yes, because I was the youngest of seven children, and it was convenient that I lived at home, and it was very pleasant to live at home. But the Duchess, as I called her, and the reason I called her the Duchess was because she cost me as much as one. And she always thought that I was a thief. She was convinced I was a thief because she couldn't understand where the money came from and Rolls Royces and things like that. And she used to confess to her friends, "Ooh, I don't know what he's up to. I don't know where all this money comes from." Oh, because I was the youngest of seven, she couldn't even conceive that anybody would pay a shilling to look at me. And when people say, "It's on television," that means that somebody would look at me, and she couldn't understand why anybody wanted to look at me.
Did she have a favourite in her family within the children?
Yeah, I was about... of the seven, I was about... I should think I was about fifth favourite. It just happened that physically, I happened to be the one that stayed around the longest because everybody else got married and I didn't. And so we developed into a sort of, as she got older, we developed into a sort of a good pals act. Because one thing about parents is that if you can stand the business of when you're a teenager and you think your parents don't know anything, if you go that few years on and on and on and on, suddenly you realise that they do know things, and you suddenly realise that they're actually quite smashing people. And she and I had some terrific times. I mean, when I got a thing to see the Pope, not this particular Pope, but the Pope before, and so I said to her, "What are you doing on next week?" "Nothing," she said, because she was very clever, and if I said, "What are you doing?" she'd always say, "Nothing, nothing." I said, "Right, we're going off to see the Pope," and she says, "You don't want to say things like that," she says. "You'll get into trouble, you see." And I took her to Rome, and she was convinced she was in Jersey. And she said, "This is Jersey." And I said, "Well, why is it all in Italian?" She says, "Well, they speak different languages in Jersey." And of course, when we actually got to see the Pope, she nearly had a heart attack. But she still thought I was a thief.
How much do you miss her?
Not at all, because she's okay now. She's never going to get mugged. We see on the news dreadful things about old people being attacked and knocked to the floor and this and that and the other. She's never going to get a cold, she's not going to get the flu, she's not going to get mugged. She's very happy. And so who would want anything better than that?
Is it true that you've kept all her old clothes in the room and you sometimes go into her old room and talk to her? Is that true?
Everybody listening to this programme will have a photograph of some relative that may be dead and gone. Now, they're photographs. Now, I always thought that artefacts were better than photographs. So the bits and pieces that I've kept of the Duchess, things like the dresses and the knitting and stuff like that, is not at all morbid, because everybody's got photographs. But me, I've got photographs and artefacts, and I like the artefacts more than I like the photographs.
So do you believe you can still talk to her? Do you believe in an afterlife in the spirit world?
No. That's all airy-fairy gear. I don't think along those lines. I don't talk to her because she's not here. How can you talk to her? You're talking to a Yorkshire person here. You can't talk to somebody that's not here.